Hey mama, I want to invite you to something. I am hosting a free anger management bootcamp on the podcast May 6th through the 10th. Monday through Friday, there will be a new episode released teaching you where anger comes from and what goes on in your brain when you feel intense feelings, how to lower your stress and increase capacity levels as a mom, how to shift your mindset to align your actions with the mom that you want to be, and how to break generational anger patterns. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a day and sign up using the link in the show notes so you can get access to the episodes as soon as they drop and an email summary of the daily trainings, as well as access to a live Q&A call on the last day of the bootcamp. Invite one or three of your mama friends so they can learn how to manage their emotions well too. Link to sign up is in the show notes. I can't wait to see you in there. Let's get back into this podcast episode.
Hey friend, it's been a little while. I want to ask you this question. When you come up to a mirror and you look at yourself in the mirror and you see yourself, do you feel like you are proud of the person that you are becoming, the person that you are growing into? I remember a few weeks back, our pastor at our church, he asked us a similar question, and he was asking us, are you proud of the person that you are becoming and growing into? Are you growing into that version of yourself that you know God is calling you to be, into a version of being a better Christian, being a better mom, being a better wife, being a better individual, being a better friend? Are you headed into that direction? Are you growing into that direction? And that was a really great question. I really, really like that, because I know that for years I felt like I was kind of in one spot. But over the last, I'd say 5 years, I feel like God has really worked in my life through some circumstances and hardships. I was forced to go to counseling and therapy, and it was at a point where it's like, it's either that or everything just falls apart. And God used a Christian therapist to help me through my hardships. And I felt like that was my turning point, even though things felt really low and really hard. But I felt like that's when I started to grow into the person that I wanted to be, into the person that I was becoming proud of. Like, I can come up to the mirror now and look at myself, and yes, we all have things to work on. Like, hands down, I still have plenty of areas in my life where I can improve and work on, and I'm always a work in progress. I don't think we ever get there in the sense, but I can look at myself and say, you know what? I am proud of the person I am becoming, the person I am growing into. And that's what I wanted to ask you today. When you look at yourself in the mirror, are you proud of the mom that you are? Are you proud of the wife that you are? Not like prideful, but proud of the person that you are becoming. And are you becoming more Christ-like? Are you becoming more of that gentle, patient, calm, compassionate, kind, understanding mom that you really want your kids to remember? Is that who you are growing towards? Are you taking steps into that direction? So that's a question I just wanted to ask you today. And because I wanted to touch on a topic that is actually a really hard one for me. Interruptions. When we are interrupted, when I personally am interrupted by my kids, when I'm doing something or focusing on something and not to get reactive in that moment, it is extremely hard for me. I don't know if you relate to that. And this past summer, I was in a coaching container, Mind-Body Alignment by Tessa Romero. And she teaches on mindset and motherhood and shifting your perspective to feel different emotions circumstance. When you can't change the circumstance, you can change your mindset, how you think about the circumstance, and that will affect the way you feel in that circumstance, and that will affect the way you take action. And oftentimes when we are emotionally involved in a circumstance, we can't shift our perspective, or it feels really hard. It feels really challenging. And one of the ones that I really struggled for years is interruptions. It's so funny because I am a stress coach for Christian moms. I am teaching you how to deal with triggers. And one of the triggers that I haven't mastered myself yet and haven't overcome, and the one that I still get triggered often by and catch myself reacting, is interruptions. Especially, ironically, I'm sitting down to work and focusing on recording an episode or outlining something or work related, and my brain just does not do well when I am multitasking, when I am interrupted, when I sit down and I get in the zone and I start focusing, and one of my kids comes in and needs a snack or something silly, they're fighting over a Lego piece, like legit, and you get it, you know. Oftentimes my boys are at school when I do work, but sometimes they have a day off, like today. Actually, they have no school. And at the moment, they're watching screens so I can record this episode for you. But sometimes they will come in and interrupt me. And if it's something that I can just easily pause, it's no big deal. But sometimes I'm literally on a coaching call, or I am recording a video, or I am on a Zoom interview with somebody. And most of the time, I try not to schedule things like that when my kids are home, but sometimes it just happens. I either forget to block off a day ahead of time, or just something comes up, and or I'm running behind on things and I still want to record something, and I need that time in the middle of the day for myself. And I enjoy working. It gives me life. It like builds me up. I just love it. And so it's just funny because I'm teaching this, therefore recording, let's say right now, an episode on interruptions, and probably one of my kids is going to come in and interrupt. And that would be really, really triggering for me, because I see it as, or I would see it in the past, as they're not letting me do XYZ. I'm trying to do this and my kids are not letting me. That is the negative thought that would be in my mind that is contributing to me feeling triggered. So for example, our thoughts affect the way that we feel, and our feelings affect the actions that we take. So when we are internally feeling pretty good, you're having a good day, you're having a good time, you're feeling good, your actions overall are more positive. If you're feeling yucky and just low and moody and just agitated or whatever it is, your actions are negative. Well, where do those feelings come from? Oftentimes they come from our mindset, what we are thinking in the moment. So for example, here's a great example. If you are rocking a crying baby and you're trying to put them down in a crib and they are waking up and starting to cry, and you are thinking in that moment, they're not letting me clean the house, I have all these things to do, now I have to hold them and I'm going to run out of time, and this feels frustrating, this is not what I want to do right now, I just want to put them down and get out of here so I can do XYZ, or so I can just sit down and watch a show, whatever it is. If you're thinking those thoughts, what is it contributing to? It's contributing to feelings of frustration and agitation and annoyance and maybe even anger, and your actions might be a little bit rough with the baby, and you might, you know, just squeeze them a little too hard, or just be unpleasant and unkind, and it's because of the thoughts that you're thinking. Versus, let's say the baby is still crying, the circumstance is still the same, you can't change the circumstance, and you are thinking different thoughts. You're like, this is my chance to hold my baby. I am my baby's safe space. I get to hold my baby and cuddle with them. This too shall pass. I am grounded. I am collected. I am patient. I am calm. And this is my chance to connect with my baby. And do you see how that would bring up different feelings? You would feel more collected and grounded and patient and calm. and you would respond differently in that moment. You would cuddle your baby because you shifted your perspective from negative thoughts into positive life-giving thoughts. And that is one of the things that I have struggled for years, and I am learning more and more and more how to do that. And because I decided to add this whole part into my coaching program, and it's like the last third half of my coaching program is we are working on mindset and redirecting our thoughts into life-giving thoughts that are supportive. And I knew that already for years about the beliefs and our thoughts and our feelings and our actions, but oftentimes I couldn't figure out how do I change it? How do I practically change it to support me? And so when it comes to interruptions, my thought would often be, my kids are not letting me do XYZ. I am trying to take a bath and my kids are not letting me. I am trying to record an episode or edit something and my kids are not letting me. And when I think about the circumstance like this, I feel hopeless. And when I feel hopeless, that creates a threat in my mind. It's not a real threat, but it creates a threat in my mind. And what happens is I start feeling frustrated because I feel hopeless in the situation. I feel out of control. And not letting me makes me feel agitated. That perspective, my kids are not letting me. And so when I was on a coaching call this summer in that coaching group, one of the questions that I asked, because this is my personal struggle, and I'm like, how can I change my thoughts? Because I know I don't want to be reactive. I know I want to respond, but I don't know how to change my thoughts because my thought is my kids are not letting me. They're interrupting me. And what the coach, she asked me this question. She's like, what is more important? What is more important? Like in the long run, what is more important? And that really made me pause for a second. What is more important? My work or my kids? The phone call I'm on or my kids in 15 years? What is more important? And the answer obviously is my kids. And not to a level that my kids matter more than everything and they matter more than anything I ever do, but oftentimes the stuff that I do and I'm focusing on in the moment, answering an email or something, is really irrelevant. My kids are more important. And that was a perspective shift I had to make. One of the things that Tessa said to me, she said, you are irreplaceable in all areas of your life except your motherhood role. This role has lasting impact. It shapes our children's lives. You will always be wanted, needed, and missed. And that, like, those are the words that she said. And I wrote it down because it really, really resonated with me. By the way, I will link Tessa's podcast and her Instagram page in the show notes. If you are one of those people that is still on social media and you want some life-giving and really good accounts that will help you shift your perspective of motherhood and encourage you and uplift you, Tessa's account is one of them. Like, hands down, I just really love her content. I've learned so much from her. I already knew a lot of stuff, but I'm like, I still learned so much from her this summer when I took the coaching program. And so I totally want to give her credit for this because she's the one that really helped me shift this perspective. And just having that perspective shift that my kids are more important than answering an email. My kids matter more than me being on this phone call right now. My kids are not an interruption. I am pausing to be the loving, kind, and attentive mom that I know that my kids need and that I want to be for them. And that was such a helpful perspective shift for me. I really, really noticed how it changed the way I was dealing with everyday situations with my kids. Sure, I still have my moments, we all do, but just having that perspective that my kids are not interrupting me, they're more important than whatever I'm doing right now. And I'm pausing to answer their needs and be there for their needs. And that is hard work, my friend. This is hard work. This does not come easily. And this took me a while to get here. And even though I teach all this stuff on triggers, but this was one of the triggers that I was struggling with for a long time and couldn't figure out how can I shift. Because even if I was overall in a good place, my brain just does not do well with interruptions, like when I'm trying to hyper-focus. And I know that. And so overall, I try not to put myself in positions like that. If I'm trying to do focused work, I try to do that when my kids are at school, my baby's napping. But overall, I've just like learned that shifting your perspective and shifting your mindset really does affect the way that you feel in the moment and the way that you handle yourself. And I think that as Christians, we need to be aware of that because the Bible tells us to take our thoughts captive and to focus on what is true, what is kind, what is life-giving. And if your thoughts that my kids are interrupting me, they are my interruption, they won't let me, is that life-giving? Is that true? No, it's not. That is exactly where the enemy actually wants to keep you there. He wants you to think those negative thoughts because they bring up negative feelings and they bring up negative actions. And so as Christians, we need to learn how to take those thoughts captive, recognize what we're actually thinking. Is it serving us? Is it supporting us? And if not, how can we shift and change that perspective? So that is what I wanted to share with you today, that perspective shift, that when you are doing something that you think is important, is it really more important than your kids? And if you would be gone in a year from today, how would you want to handle this moment? Would you respond or react in the same way, or would you handle it differently? Because realistically, our kids are way more important than a lot of the tiny little things, like someone else's reel that we were watching on the phone. Our kids are a lot more valuable and important, and we get to have an opportunity to show Christ to our kids. If this is something that is really resonating with you, if you desire to actually grow into the mom that you know that God is calling you to be, if you really desire to make changes in your life and say, no more, I have such a massive impact on my children's life, I want to have a close relationship with them, then I want to share something with you. I have an amazing opportunity for you to invest into yourself and into your whole family and into your children. I want to share with you about my Calm Christian Mom coaching program. It's a 12-week coaching program that will empower you to break harmful anger patterns, cultivate peace in your home, and transform you into an emotionally stable, patient, and calm mom. Here's the few things that we focus on in my program, the four main objectives. We focus on identifying the root cause of your anger and triggers. I teach you how to implement proactive support to minimize controllable stressors in your life. Then we develop healthy emotional processing strategies and anger management tools. And on step four, we shift your mindset from negative thoughts to empowering perspective. And that is what you were learning today in this episode. These are the things that we work on in my coaching program, understanding what's going on in your brain when you do have emotions, how to be aware of your triggers and proactively lower your stress levels, how to proactively regulate your nervous system to increase your window of tolerance, how to process and release negative emotions in healthy ways, how to remain calm in triggering moments instead of reacting in anger, how to take your negative thoughts captive and shift from a negative perspective to an empowering thought. How to remain calm and regulated when your kids are having big emotions. And how to overcome mom guilt, shame, and negative self-talk. My friend, if this is speaking to you, then this is for you. This is how your life is going to change in 12 weeks. You will know how to cope with stress and anger and overwhelm in a healthy and effective way. You will feel peaceful, calm, stable, and empowered as a mom. You will enjoy being a mom and feel proud of the way that you show up for your family. You will know exactly what's contributing to your triggers and how to manage them. You will have a closer and safer relationships with your kids and your spouse, and you will believe and know that you're truly the best mom for your kids. Also, you'll be able to communicate your tough emotions and needs effectively and model Christ by leaving an emotionally healthy legacy for your kids. My friend, this program is made for you, and this is the answer you've been praying for. You will have pre-recorded step-by-step trainings and reflection questions every week. We will have live group coaching calls every week. You will have also three individual one-on-one 60-minute calls. You will have access to me Monday through Friday via Voxer for support, accountability, and individual questions. You will also get a stress relief package in the mail. It's goodies for you to help you and support you on this journey. You will get 2 check-in calls at 6 and 9 months after you finish the coaching program and lifetime access to your trainings and calls. My friend, did you know that less than 2% of people that buy passive courses actually complete them, and even less implement what's in them? Less than 0.5% of people implement the knowledge that they learn from books. Taking the fact that you're a stressed, overwhelmed mom who's running an empty, chances are it's even less than that. But when you are working with a coach, your chance of success increases by 95%. Isn't that crazy? That's insane. If you've tried reading books, listening to podcasts, if you bought courses and you feel like you haven't gone anywhere, I want to tell you something super exciting. My program is completely different. You have so much support and accountability, and here's the best part. I have 100% money back guarantee. If you give me your honest efforts, you watch the weekly trainings, you show up to weekly live calls, you submit your homework assignments, you implement what I teach you, and you check in with me 3 times a week via the voice messaging app, Voxer, and if you do not reach the goals that you set for yourself in the beginning of Calm Christian Mom Coaching Program, I will refund you the full investment, my friend. For real. Here's what you can expect from me. You can expect from me to respond to your Voxer messages Monday through Friday within a couple of hours, check in with you 4 to 5 times a week for support and accountability. You can expect me to show up to weekly live coaching calls. You will also get 3 individual 60-minute calls from me. You can expect from me to pray over you, encourage you, support you, keep you accountable, and answer your individual questions based on the season in life that you are in. Because when you have little kids and when you have preteens, there's a completely different way you do things, right? Just because things are different in the home, the environment is different. And you can expect from me to be committed 100% to this. My friend, if this is resonating with you and you really feel a pull towards this, I am encouraging you to book a clarity call with me. In the show notes, there's a button over there for you to click on, a link to click on, and it says book a clarity call. And it's going to lead you to fill out an application, and it's going to ask you some questions to help you understand if my coaching program is a good fit for you. And then you book a call with me and we will walk through step by step. I will ask you more questions to help you understand what you're going through and help me understand if I am the right person to support you on this journey. And if you and I both feel like this is the right fit for you, I will invite you into my coaching container. My friend, this is an investment into your whole family. I wanted to read you a part of a message that my current client sent me. And she says this: I'm so thankful for you. And because of your course, I'm getting to change my family. And I'm going to change the future for me and for my marriage and for my children. And I'm getting to fight battles that my children will not have to fight because I'm fighting them for them, and I'm breaking generational curses and the cycles that have caused chaos and destruction in my family with your course. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much that you have no idea how much you have changed my life and given me through this course. Also, another thing that she said, I feel like this course has been so amazing and life-changing, and the support and encouragement and understanding has been amazing and so wonderful, and I am really so thankful for all that you have poured into me and for the time and the effort that you have made. It is changing my life and my children's life and my marriage. Elizabeth, thank you so much. Friend, if this is resonating with you, if you are feeling pulled to this, pray about it. There is a reason for it. God will provide a way for you to invest into yourself. You get to. You get to do this. This is important. This is valuable. We deal with emotions literally every single day. We deal with thoughts and negative thoughts every single day. You deal with your emotions. You deal with your kids' emotions. You deal with your spouse's emotions. You deal with others' emotions because our emotions directly affect the behaviors that we have. If we're behaving in a negative way, it's coming from the feelings that we're feeling in that moment. And if you want to change that in your family, the atmosphere in your home, my friend, it starts with you. You are your children's biggest impact. You're literally shaping and changing their lives. You can start breaking generational patterns. The review that I read to you from my client that I'm working with right now, one of the biggest things that she came to work with me for is because she wanted to break generational anger patterns in her family. Because what she saw, that anger was literally destroying relationships. And you probably know that. You probably know how anger is affecting your relationship with your spouse, with your kids. If your kids feel unsafe around you because of your anger, if your husband is asking, what's wrong with you? What happened to my loving, sweet wife that I married years ago? Like, why have you changed? Why are you always frustrated? Why are you feeling angry all the time? Why are you always snapping? I feel like I'm walking in eggshells around you all the time because I don't know when you're going to blow up. My friend, it does not have to be like that. There is hope for you. It is so possible to change your life. And God has guided me into creating a step-by-step program for you. In 12 weeks, your life can completely change. I promise you. And you're losing nothing. It's 100% money back guarantee. That is how sure I am in my program and that it's going to change your life. That is how confident I am. If you show up and you do the work and you implement what I teach you and you don't see any changes in your life, I will give you all the money back. I promise. We sign on that. And if you see the changes in your life, imagine how your life is going to change when anger is not controlling you, when you feel peaceful and calm and grounded and patient and collected and stable. Imagine the impact that has on your spouse, on your marriage, when your husband is not afraid of you freaking out over a little thing, when your kids feel safe coming to you and they don't lie to you all the time because they're afraid of your reaction. My friend, this is the hard work that you get to do for your family and break these patterns. You get to change the legacy for your family. It starts with you. And this is life-changing. It is life-changing, my friend. So I want to invite you to book a clarity call. If this is calling your name, if this is resonating with you, book a clarity call and we'll chat and see if my program is the right fit for you. Because I know the impact it has had in my life, learning all this and the way it has changed my life and how God is using this to change other people's lives. So I'm inviting you, if this is calling your name, don't hesitate. The enemy doesn't want you to do this. I know that. You know that he wants you to stay stuck because stuck is keeping you in shame and guilt. And this is exactly where he wants you to be. So don't give him that power. You've tried this on your own. You've read the books. You've listened to the podcast. You're still here. You need that support. And that's what I'm here for. And that's what God is using me for. This is part of the mission that He's given me. He's using me as a vessel to help you on this journey. And guess what? Every time you get on a call with me, I pray over you. I do. Because I know that this is not just me. This is the Holy Spirit and God, and He needs to partner with me and you together for you to make these changes. So I'm inviting you, my friend. If it's calling your name, I'm here for you. And before I let you go, you know, I'm going to pray over you right now. I will. I'll do that right now because it's that important. It is that important. Heavenly Father, I bring this mama to you. This mama who's struggling, whose heart is aching. This mama whose heart is filled with guilt and shame and remorse. You see how much she's struggling, that she's crying herself to sleep at night because of how she handled herself throughout the day. She feels like she's failing at this important job that you gave her. She feels that she's not even meant to be a mom because of how often she's overreacting with her kids and raising her voice and snapping and the amount of yelling that she does. And she hates herself for it and she doesn't know where to start, Lord. So I bring her to you. I pray that you give her clarity. What is her next right step? And if it's to connect with me and invest into herself and invest into her family, guide her. I pray that her husband is on the same page. Help him see the value of that. Lord, and if not, I pray that you send her in the right direction. If she needs to go see therapy and connect with the therapist, help her take that action. If she needs some other support, Lord, please guide her in the right direction. Help her see that there is hope for her, that this is where the enemy wants to keep her, and that he doesn't get to have that power over her, and that she gets to make these choices and decisions for her family, and that these changes are possible for her, and that there's hope, Lord, with you. And with your support and with the support of others, there's hope for her to change her family's legacy. I pray that you give her that guidance and clarity. I pray all of this in your name. And in the meantime, Lord, I pray that you comfort her heart. Remind her that she's an amazing mom, that you've gifted these children to her as gifts. And because that she's struggling, that does not mean that she's failing. She's just having a hard time. I pray that you give her understanding and grace to herself. And please give her clarity what the next step is for her and her family. I pray all of this in your name. Amen. My friend, I'll see you next time.
Hi, friend. Did you learn something new or found value in this episode? If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with one Christian mama friend who has young kiddos and could benefit from this message? Word of mouth is the best way to spread the word and grow this podcast. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, would you please rate and review on Apple Podcasts so I know that this content is helpful and I can continue to create more episodes. This is really the only way for me to know that you are blessed by this podcast. I'll see you soon, my friend. God bless you.